Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. And our last guest was David Liu, and Davey Liu. And again, just want to encourage you, kendukids.org, K-E-N-D-U-K-I-D-S kendokids.org, kendokids.org. I do truly believe that that there's likely someone out there that can be a part of that. All right, here we go. Looks like we're going to get India on the line. Greetings, can you hear me? Hello? 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 Testing. Hello?
Can you hear my voice?
I hear you. I hear you. Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Hello?
My God,
William, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you through laptop, but hello?
Hello? Hello? Testing 1, 2. Hello? Hello, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Ah, there, that sounds a little better.
Yeah, now we can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We have a very bad connection, though, it looks like.
Yeah, actually, it is near by the... The connection is very low. But somehow, can you see anyone? Can you hear us?
It's just very blurry. I can't make out any faces. But that's okay. Well, let's share the word. Let's share the message.
Hallelujah.
I bring you greetings from the United States of America. Thank you for being here tonight. I'm excited to share with you this miracle story. Six years ago this month, my daughter Jackie and I were involved in a terrible car accident.
Gurdas,
The picture that you see in front of you is a picture of me. I was in intensive care, and they were feeding me with this feeding tube and breathing for me with this breathing tube. That's because I was involved in a car accident and we hit a truck at 55 miles an hour or 88 kilometers. This is the car that my daughter and I were in. I was in the passenger seat.
Excuse me. We cannot see the photos. The photos are not being shown.
That makes it very difficult.
It's not shown here.
So you don't... They're not coming through? We don't have the right connection? Or what's the problem? I'm sorry, William. I'm not hearing you at all. I hear sound, but no words.
Photographs are not screen.
Yeah, I heard that. So they can't see the photographs, so they can't see me either. Is that correct?
Your video is, and only the photographs you are showing. You are seeing, yeah, you are being seen there.
So I'll try again. So you don't see the picture?
Yeah.
Sorry, folks. The problem we're having here is as you can see, there's a really, really bad connection between here and where Pastor William is. Pastor Samuel is traveling today, so Pastor William is taking his place. And we're grateful for that, but we have a very low feed internet connection. So, can they see anything on? Is there any pictures? Is there any screen? Is the projector working?
Yeah, actually, everything is working. Projector is working, and we can see you on the screen. Photographs are not seen.
I don't know how the photographs. What do you see on the screen?
The plain screen. Small video is working. And our photos are showing your photographs downside.
I'm only getting about every other word from you, so I don't understand what you're saying very well.
I'm telling you, the screen is very plain. Video is being left on the screen. No photographs is in.
Okay.
Can you see me?
All right. Just hold on a minute, and let me. I need to finish my program, and then I can come back to you in about 10 minutes. All right. So, as you heard.